Four Croatian couples arrested in Zambia on suspicion of attempted human trafficking are free to go. After a six-month legal battle, they left the courtroom without commenting, but visibly relieved.
Hello. Hi. Al Jazeera, would you like to say something?
No, thank you.
Okay, for now.
The couples will return home with children adopted from Democratic Republic of Congo. They've been trying to leave Zambia since December, but were stopped at the airport and arrested twice. Social welfare officials took the children and the couples were not allowed to see them. Prosecutors had accused the couples of faking the adoption papers. Croatia's ambassador to Egypt, who acted as a translator at the hearings, has welcomed the High Court's acquittal.
And we are happy that the justice system of Zambia has really shown itself in the best possible light.
Back in Croatia, the case has prompted public debate and legislation changes. The process of adopting children from outside the country will become more transparent. In future, international adoptions will have to be verified in a Croatian court.
There will be a clearly defined procedure. During the recognition of foreign court judgments, evidence of the legality of those foreign court decisions must be submitted.
Opposition parties say the government is avoiding its responsibility.
If you want to go for international adoption, you need to familiarize yourself with Congolese law. Of course, the state and its public institutions are responsible, but the ministry is trying to shift it to the parents.
There are 1,300 names on Croatia's register of prospective parents and only 200 children awaiting adoption. The process is lengthy and complicated. Couples can wait more than 5 years. Many give up and try to adopt children from other countries. The court case in Zambia has highlighted what can be complex and fraught process. Nikolina Zavišić, Al Jazeera.